So windows have methods like open and close. Here we give the most important, the window.open, which has three important arguments. URL, which is what you'd expect. The URL is actually optional because you can open a window and then set the URL with childw.location.href or something. The name is the second argument, which is essentially only useful because it's the second argument, you better put it in. I haven't actually used it. The third argument is pretty important. It describes the capability of the window you have. So if you have your Netscape window, it has all sorts of capabilities. You can choose whether or not to have a location field, whether or not to have a toolbar, whether or not to have a status bar at the bottom, whether or not to have a menu bar, whether or not to have a directories bar, which I don't usually have, whether or not to have scroll bars, whether or not you can resize the window, and of course the total width and total height of the window when it's opened. If it's resizable, of course you can change the width and the height. As I mentioned, Opener allows you in the spawn window to access properties of the originating window. The originating window can access properties of the spawned window using the name childw in the previous file that it used in creating that new window.